Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday highlighted the importance of the tracing app Radar COVID in curbing the rising number of coronavirus cases in the country. Technology can save lives if it's employed to face a challenge like the one we have before us. That's why we have promoted the Radar COVID app, Sanchez said at a news conference. The information obtained by tracking contacts allows us to understand the level of risk of contagion and to warn those affected. The Prime Minister confirmed that the app has already been implemented in Andalusia, Cantabria, Extremadura, Castilla y León and the Canary and Balearic Islands, and said it urgently needed to be adopted across the rest of the country. The call comes as Spain continues to see a sharp rise in COVID-19 infections, with more than 7,000 reported yesterday. Radar COVID has been available to download from app stores for several weeks now. It helps track contacts at risk of contagion by using a cell phone's Bluetooth system. According to estimations, if more than 20% of the population download the app, it could reduce the impact of the pandemic by some 30%, Sanchez said. Six times as many illegal migrants are arriving on the Canary Islands compared to last year, as increased security in the Med is pushing them to try the more dangerous Atlantic crossing. Illegal migration to the islands has seen some 3,448 people as of August the 16th, according to Interior Ministry data. Last year, just 556 reached the islands by mid-August. Meanwhile, arrivals on the Mediterranean coast dropped by 50% during the same period. A total of 239 migrants have died trying to reach the Canaries between January the 1st and August the 19th, compared to 210 during the whole of last year and just 43 in 2018. But the actual number of deaths is probably much higher. The price charged by traffickers for the crossing has also come down from around €2,000 to around €800. A newly promoted Costa Blanca football club, Elche, want Diego Maradona to be their manager on their return to La Liga. Elche earned their spot in Spain's top flight after emerging victorious in the second division playoffs. Despite guiding the side to greater heights, the decision was taken to remove the boss, José Rojo Pacheta, just days after the celebrations. That move came at the request of the new owner, Christian Braganic, who has been linked to the super agent Jorge Mendes, who has played an influential role at the UK team Wolverhampton Wanderers. Now he could use his influence to bring Maradona to Elche for the new season. Maradona is currently managing in his native Argentina. He enjoyed stints in Spain as a player, turning out for Barcelona between 1982 and 84, before spending a season with Sevilla in 1992. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.